afternoon. Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON. This, of course, is America's Heroes Group, and I am Cliff Kelly, America's Heroes Group Roundtable. We are globally connected with partner, military, families matter, caregivers, Keisha. We've got everybody. But we also have with us, of course, our guest who is always with us, Dr. Colonel Damon Arnold.
Hey, coming up talk radio.
He's our co-host.
My icon.
And he, thank you, sir. And he's a regular member. America's Heroes Group Roundtable. We are globally connected with and partner with military families and matter caregiver Keisha Jackson. So we've got a lot to talk about. September is National Hispanic Heritage Month. Don't want to leave that out. But that's today, Saturday, February 5th. So I'm, of course, Cliff Kelly with my co-host, Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Corzari. And our assistant digital media producer is Titus Williams. Some great, great folks. So, anyway, panelist, call-in partner, is Keisha Jackson, 22-year retired Air Force veteran and family caregiver. And also, we have Saw, let me get his name right. Yes, Sawja. Yes, it's Ramos, Navy veteran in recovery from substance use disorder. She is a national thought leader who has presented on women's veterans' behaviors, health care needs. Sasha was recently, founded Recovery Organization Resources, a non-for-profit providing education for all pathways to recovery. And that's just a great thing. And what we're going to be talking about now, of course, is recovery organization resources, disrupting the narrative of addiction, which is of addiction, and we certainly have to do that.
So, Keisha, take it away.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, Cliff. It's good to hear you.
Hi. How are you?
Don't
forget Dr. Arnold.
I was just going to say, hi, Colonel Arnold.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. In addition to another thing that's for September is also National Recovery Month. It's a national observance that's held in September, so I thought this would be a good time to talk a little bit about recovery. And the theme for 2020 for National Recovery is Join the Voices for Recovery and Celebrating Connections. Reminds people in recovery of those who support them in terms of, like, caregivers, that we all have victories to celebrate and things we may wish we had done differently. And so Sawja has a very, very interesting story of substance use and how she's overcome it, but not just overcome it from a military perspective, but how she is on a path to help others. So Sawja.
Good afternoon, Keisha. Hi, Dr. Arnold, and hello, Cliff. Thank you so much for having me this
Pleasure.
Afternoon. I'm so excited to be here.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead, Sawja.
So I guess I'll start by saying I've been in recovery from a substance use disorder for the last 5 years, and God willing, in November, I'll have 6 years of recovery. And I'm here because I'm a Navy veteran, and I think it's really important that we're getting the message out for that people in recovery exist. There are 23 million people in recovery, and veterans especially are a really important group to talk about because we also have these issues of social isolation and substance use and post-traumatic stress disorder. And when you put those things together with a veteran, we are more susceptible to addiction. So a little bit about my story is I used substances as a teenager, and I got into the service I got into the Navy because I wanted to really figure out my life, my purpose, and I really enjoyed my service. I'm from Piscataway, New Jersey, and I want to say hello to everyone that's listening. I have a lot of friends in recovery that support me now, and I think without my recovery community, I wouldn't be able to do this. So hi, everybody. And I actually went to I went to boot camp in Great Lakes in Chicago. So hello to everybody in Chicago.
Great.
I love pillows. My favorite food is the Italian beef and the chocolate cake. So I was there during a really cold time from November to December, and it was freezing. So I know what a Chicago winter is like. And I really enjoyed my time in the service. I found connection. I found a purpose. And I grew up I'm Filipino-American, so my parents and I were first generation here. And my parents were doing the best they could to put all my needs were taken care of. So food was always on the table. My mom's a nurse, and my father was working in the pharmaceutical industry. And they did an amazing job taking care of me, my brother, my sister, and my grandmother was also in the household. I just want to say a part of my culture is just taking care. So all the caregivers out there like that are listening too, I really understand what it's like to take care of others. I took care of my grandmother, and I also have been taking care of for myself. My naval career took me to Florida. It took me to Italy, and I lived in Sicily for a bit. I had a great time. I ate a lot of food, a lot of pasta, and a lot of wine. And at that time, at a young age, it's tough to find out, or it's tough to know if you have an addiction.
Sure.
When you're young, it's like, you know, it's partying, it's going out, and that's what all your friends are doing. And when I joined the service, I pretty much stopped using substances. I drank, but that's what all Navy sailors do. We drink.
Sure.
And my career ended shortly after I was in a motor vehicle accident in Sicily. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed with a post-traumatic stress disorder, a traumatic brain injury. I lost vision in my eye, and I was kept in an Italian hospital for about a month until I was able to go back to the United States, where I went to the Wounded Warrior Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland. And it was really tough there. I was only 19 years old, and I really wanted to stay in the Navy. But because of my vision and because of all my diagnosis, I wasn't able to stay. So they put me on the process of a medical board, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with that. They take a long time. They're tough to go through. And I'm seeing doctors, psychologists, neurologist, neuro-ophthalmologist, and I was prescribed a lot of medication for my pain,
sure.
A lot of medication for my emotional pain, and just a lot of for what was going on in my life. And I was also put in barracks with primarily men, and these men were combat wounded, and I think I was me and one other woman in the barracks. And it was a really tough time because I felt alone. I didn't know how to talk to people about what was going on, even though I had a therapist. But when you're going through the medical board process, you know that they're going to rate you on how bad or good you are feeling and how much you can be a gainfully employed. And you know, how do you tell the truth when you don't even know what the truth is at 19 and 20 years old?
Excellent point. Excellent point. We are talking with Sergeant Alexander Ramos, a Navy veteran and recovered from substance use disorder. We also have Keisha Jackson, who is a 22-year retired Air Force veteran. After caring for her mother, who had stage 4 inoperable lung cancer, Keisha started learning about caregiver resources to share with other caregivers. Keisha, thank you so much for being with us.
It's always great to be on the line with you.
Thank you. Talk to us.
I wanted to just add, a lot of times when you talk about caregiving, one of the things that is so important is for caregivers to care for themselves. And so with Sasha's story and her background, this is a little different twist from that. But in her recovery, she had to learn to care for herself. And through that, Sasha has been with different organizations, and she's recently started an organization of her own to be able to help those with substance use disorders to try to get their lives back together and go on a different path. And we know with COVID causes a lot of isolation, and isolation is not good for someone when they're dealing with a substance use disorder. And so, Sasha, if you just want to tell a little bit about kind of fast forward and maybe tell a little bit about your program and what you're doing.
Absolutely. So first want to say that the opposite of addiction is connection. So what COVID-19 has done to many, many Americans is they've isolated us. And being socially distant has been really harmful for anyone that has mental illness. Whether you are a person in recovery from a substance use disorder or any other mental illness, it's really just been hard on a lot of people. A lot of meetings have been virtual, and a lot of recovery support services are now virtual. So what we're doing right now at Recovery Organization Resources is we're raising $1 million for people of color and veterans to go to a recovery house that supports their recovery housing journey. And if you're interested in accessing this fund, you can email me directly at info@recoveryorganization.com, or you can text 833-364-0675, give however much you want to, again, 833-364-0675, give to support a recovery housing journey for a person of color and veteran, because we know that black and brown people right now especially are being very affected by COVID-19, the health disparities, the housing disparities. We're really being shown all the issues that are going on with the systems that are supposed to support our veterans and the citizens of America.
Interesting. Give that number again, would you please?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's 833-364-0675, and text GIVE. If you want to give $100, $500, we're raising $1 million. So the more you can give, the more we can help a veteran and a person of color from the black and brown communities get into a recovery house.
That's good. You ladies are doing some great work. Go right ahead, Doc.
I'm just sitting here, and I'm in such awe of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, I want to thank you for your service to this nation, for wearing the uniform and serving overseas. And then I want to thank you for having the courage. And, you know, I'm listening to your voice, and I can tell you are victorious. I can tell you are a winner, that you have actually overcome something that many people in this country deal with every day. And you have been successful. And I'm just so really pleased to hear such a strong voice in you. And your advocacy for other people, it should be commended and recognized. And if I had a gold star, I'd be giving it to you right now.
And I think that's great.
But Dr. Arnold, you can just donate to our cause, and that will be fine. But I want to thank you for that, because I think it's a duty today. It's a duty like I had when I was called into the Navy, and it's my duty today to take responsibility and share the message for people who are struggling, for people that don't know that recovery exists, because I didn't know. And I, even though I work in this space, there's a whole other communities that have no idea that people can live without drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, because you're mentioning a lot of people are lonely and isolated, and now we're in this COVID-19 thing where that seems to be almost mandatory, that people are sort of living at home, socially distancing, and it doesn't mean that we have to be socially disconnected or, you know, socially isolated. So, you know, what would you be telling someone, because you've been there, right, with the isolation you were talking about, what do people need to know about recovery and about themselves?
I think recovery is a very personalized journey, and as a social worker background, I really believe in meeting people where they're at. So being really honest with yourself about what you need right now is the first place. I think finding someone that you can trust that can help you. I'm really grateful for my support system. My sister was the first person that I asked for help. But Asking for help is the hardest thing to do, especially when you're in the time of need. So find someone that you can trust and that will help you. And then just finding that connection and letting someone know, like, hey, I'm not doing good today. Today's not a good day. I really need help is one of the best places to start.
Makes sense.
That's fantastic.
It really is. It really is. I wonder, we probably don't have any statistics that we have right now, but here we have these two wonderful ladies who have, you know, really given a part of their lives to the military, one Air Force, and other is Navy. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if there are fewer women in the Army than the others.
One of the things that I wanted to mention that I looked up on the CDC mm-hmm. in terms of overdoses, it says overdoses involving prescription and illicit opioids take the lives of 128 people every day.
Oh, my
and,
goodness.
As of 2019, of course, as of last year, over 20 million Americans over the age 12 struggle with substance use disorder. And then we also know because of substance use disorder, homelessness is a big challenge that we have with our veterans because of PTSD, social isolation, and unemployment, as well as substance abuse. So it's a big challenge.
And just to let everybody know, too, opioid overdoses are up 40% and since COVID-19. So it is affecting a lot of people. And suicide hotlines are up 300%, and people really need help right now. So, you know, I really encourage anyone who just even thinks that anyone might be struggling to just reach out. I think that what we've really lost today is a sense of community, and the ways that we can start doing that is just lending the hands for people that need it. And our caregivers know, our veterans know, because we have served together. We know what it's like to take care of our brothers and sisters, and we need to start doing that for everyone.
Yeah, you know, I was working with the state, helping them out with the COVID response. I used to be a former director for public health. So we had an event at a church, and so we had, you know, Walgreens was there, Blue Cross Blue Shield. We had, the Illinois Department of Public Health, and then we had a federally qualified health care center. So the purpose of it was really giving seasonal flu vaccinations, and we also added, COVID testing. But there was a wellness on wheels ban, and we said, well, let's put that out there because we know there's an increase in opioids. And I was wondering how many people would come up to the wellness on wheels van. 168 people came in there in one day.
Wow.
And so it is a problem out there.
Dr. Colonel Allen, did you have naloxone on site?
Yes, Narcan and naloxone. And we actually had the trainers were there who actually, they actually go into the community and talk to people. So they were really well trained. And social workers were there as well. And so it was really, a wraparound kind of service to make sure that the people, you know, didn't walk away with nothing in their hand. And but I was just astounded about the number because I said maybe, 15 people, maybe five people, and it was 168.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So addiction really doesn't discriminate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be surprised at that number too, Doc. But there's a lot there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And thank goodness we've got ladies like our two guests that are willing and ready to do not only to help but to be successful in doing so. I want to thank them both. Sarja, thank you so much. Alexander Ramos, a Navy veteran. Also Keisha Jackson, retired Air Force veteran, 22 years. Thank you both. We really appreciate you being with us.
So. Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cliff. Thank you, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Again, the number 833-364-0675. Text GIVE any amount you need. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Both.
And I'll have to make my donation. You convinced me.
Thank
great.
You so much.
That's great. That number again is 833-364-0675. Stay with us. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, America's Heroes Group. And we sure Be back with more right after this.
Radio that makes you think. You're listening to The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation, 1690 WVON.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.